Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Where'd that cut off? Hey, welcome to Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. How are you all doing this evening? I hope you are doing fine. And if you are catching us from another part of the world, it's wonderful to have you with us. It's midnight now in the UK. Probably, I'm just taking a stab. I think in South Africa after 2 a.m. And in Australia, well, it's morning. So good morning to you all.
It's another day.
Yes, it is. It's probably like 7 a.m. in the morning.
Might be like Sunday. They're on the other side of the globe.
Yeah, so it's Sunday there.
Probably. I'm sure.
All guesses, though, mind you.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, we're glad to have you with us. I am Deborah Lee. For the next hour, I'm going to be your psychic love doctor. It's a name I achieved kind of by accident. AOL was scouting around way back in the day, like in the 90s. They were scouting out chat rooms, and I knew I was being scouted because of the questions I was being asked, like, how many cards do you use ordinarily in a layout? And I answered, which I'm going to tell you, is 24 cards in a layout. I use my standard layout in private session and also here on the show because I'm most comfortable with it. Gives me a chance to take a look at the landscape of your life. And also, I'm not comfortable just grabbing, you know, a couple of random cards. I would rather do what I'm used to doing. And this also gives you a chance to see what I do as I'm doing it.
The voodoo that you do.
Yes. And also, I'm only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. There are other methods out there, I grant you. This is the only one that I have studied and practice to such an extent that I'm the only living expert of this particular method, which my grandmother called personal prophecy. So just bear in mind, not tarot, not, what's the other word I use? Not oracle, and not,
angel.
Yeah, no, I said not.
Right.
These are not.
Yeah, that would, and that's not an angel card reading.
Right, but we're going to give you an angel.
Oh, yeah, but what you do is not that. That's what we're saying.
Calm yourself.
Well, I was trying to give you another.
Amazing methods that are out
there. Trying to throw you a bone. You look like you're stalling out. That's all.
Men.
You're going, not like somebody, please, throw me out of line.
And with that, I'm going to turn you over to this one.
All right.
Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer, and heed it well. Also, if you're an international caller and or Facebook live viewer, let us know. We'll give you a on-the-air live international shout-out. None yet, but we know we will get them. They will come.
Right.
Call-in show. That's what it is. That's the main comms here. 515-602-9676. That's the number you can call or Skype into your call there. We had a Skyper the other day. We get them. Skype's cool. Very cheap for domestic. And international, it's got to be way better than a cell phone, but still probably a little bit more. Oh, when you call in, you'll hear some automated stuff telling you you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show, and everything's working right. You'll hear the show just fine and perfect. I just did a check. Everything's good. When we take your call, because you'll be on hold, and probably if you're one of the first few callers, you might be on hold for a while because you're patient. and you want it to be numero uno. When we take your call, please do all these things as much as you can legally and safety-wise. Kill your speakerphone, kill your Bluetooth devices. We're still coming off. We're coming off the tail end of our illnesses.
But it is bear like with that. Him. He's a drippy, sneezy.
That'll probably be it. That'll be it for the night. That's usually antibiotics are doing a pretty good job. That's probably going to be really it. also, background noises, multitasking, stop all that. Eliminate background noises. Quit doing dishes or whatever, or playing catch with a rover or whatever. If you're chasing the kids around with a shotgun, stuff like that, just probably want to put that game on hold, right? And find a nice, quiet place and talk to us, because your call is going to go through the internet, through Blog Talk, and go through internet to us and come out our speakers out of our computers, and there's a loss of quality, and we might have a hard time talking to you.
That's right.
So the better you can make it, the better for you, the better for us, and the better for the other callers that'll be waiting. Also, for folks that cannot call in, we typically, because we have a large Facebook Live audience, we will open the floor to Messenger. And you can Messenger Deborah Lee. My wife, my nose is still bothering me. But when we say to do so, you can Messenger, Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee when we say to do so, because it doesn't have a cool automatic hold system, all right? But only when we say it. So otherwise, if you just Messenger us, we're not ready, we can't put you on hold. We have to hang up. So that would make us feel sad for you. So do not do that, please. Also, the big thing is when you hear this, it means Deborah has concluded your reading, and before you depart, we're going to give you a quick angel card reading. One for the road before we move on to the next caller. So when you hear, it doesn't mean, oh, Deb, one more question. Oh, Deb, another question. Oh, Deb, another question. No, no, no. Your reading has come to an end. It has to come to an end so the other folks can get their free reading. That's just fair.
He is angel card reader and timekeeper.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, you know, it's free. We do this. We're not getting paid. We're not making money. We're not dying to do this. So please adhere to the rules.
And we just love y'all that much.
Yeah, and you can call back tomorrow or the next day. Whenever we do shows, you can keep on calling. We don't have any problem with that. But when your reading's done, you got to respect it. Respect the heart. Yo. Okay.
All righty then. What day is it again, Jimbo?
Well, we have multiple days here. It's interesting. You know, every day is a day nowadays. About like 100 different days. It's National Pierogi Day, National Salmon Day.
Ooh.
National Heroes Day, which covers every kind of hero on Earth. So that's pretty. That's like anybody that's not a criminal could almost be considered a hero nowadays, you know. Let's see what else. The
Fluffer Nutter.
Yeah, the Fluffer Nutter Day, I never had a desire to eat a sandwich that has peanut butter and marshmallow stuff on it.
How about peanut butter and bananas?
I could see that. I've never tried it either. I could see the, it just doesn't sound right enough, just a piece of white bread. You know, just maybe on a donut or some kind of sweet bread or like a, you know, like some kind of sweet bread type dessert bread. It just sounds weird on regular white sandwich bread, but who am I?
Cinnamon roll?
Yeah, something dessertish. Already. Yeah. That's like, you're like putting frosting on a cake at that point when you do that. But no, when you're taking this piece of white bread that's used to see like deli meats and stuff like that, and then you throw peanut butter and marshmallow shit. Come on, baby. What's up with that?
No.
You have a serious sugar tooth issue if you're doing that. Let me tell you that, okay?
Somebody out there is mortally offended.
Now. Oh, I see that stuff on the shelf. There is a lot of people buying that stuff.
What is this?
You see it on the shelf by the peanut butter, that marshmallow mixture, chocolate marshmallow stuff already made up for bread. So there's probably a lot of people that disagree with me. But I guess that's just, you know, it's my opinion. I'm entitled to it, you know, and like they say, opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one, but they all stink.
Yeah, it's Saturday night at the Psychic Love Factor show.
Saturday night's all right for a fight.
What's that other stuff? It's kind of by the peanut butters. It's dark brown. And, you know, for years I thought, oh, whatever it is, if somebody knows it, let us know.
That dark brown is not going to cut it.
I keep thinking hazeltine, but that's not it. Anyway, I did.
Is it a spread? Is it in a jar that you spread with a knife like peanut butter?
It's a spread, and you spread it with a knife like peanut butter, but it's very dark brown. And I was under the impression this was going to be something yucky, but it's not.
Okay.
It's like chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, I think that's what it is. But maybe it has a name. I think that's all it is, Deb, without you talking about it, which that's going to be good too. But still, when you start introducing chocolate to me with white bread, it starts getting kind of funky, you know?
Yeah.
Funky. Peanut butter jelly, cool. Love it.
There always has been.
Always a freaking winner, winner chicken dinner. I could eat one of those every single day for lunch. You know, some people just say I eat the same sandwiches every day at work. I could eat that every day.
Oh.
Peanut butter and jelly? Oh, yeah, it's so good. It's not good for me, necessarily. I mean, it has a lot of vitamins and nutrients, but it has all the other stuff.
And you can't tell the future eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're going to need a deck of cards.
Is that some kind of stupid segue to tell us to go to the first caller?
I think it is.
Well, I shall adhere to it then. And it's that time anyway. 5-2, well, I should probably take him off mute. 520 from Arizona. 520, welcome.
Well, hello there and welcome
to
the show. Or is it?
Or is it?
Why do I always feel so lucky when you get when you pick up my call? Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're very happy to have
caller
you.
Caller numero uno.
And this is Lisa, I believe, on the phone.
She said her name.
Yeah, Lisa. Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad to hear your voices. You know, I just did the move, and actually, gosh, it's a blur of time. Yesterday, I was, I think I arrived yesterday morning, I think. And by 5 o'clock in the evening, I was at, we only have one grocery store. So I went to the grocery store to pick up some eye drops. Excuse me. It's like 5 o'clock in the evening. And so I was waiting for someone to pull out of their parking space so I could pull in.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, someone from another parking space to the side of me was backing out of their space with a horse, and they got into me.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah. So I didn't know what to do. I was had just read the local paper. You know, it's a tiny town, and there was someone had gone and killed their boss. You know, it was on the front page, and it was local. So this woman, I called the police. You know, and the police and my insurance company said, that's what you're supposed to do. I wasn't trying to get the other person in trouble. I just thought that was the way. I'm not used to doing this. And so she got furious. She was trying to get in my face, and I had the window rolled up until the cop arrived, and then she calmed down, and then she became a personality. And so, well, it was her fault. But how do you see this playing out?
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to your new home, right?
Holy crap! Do you have pneumonia?
No. It's allergies. But you know what? I know, and it's a tiny town. And she got mad at me, and I was thinking, and she was ferocious and aggressive. And I thought, oh my Lord, I don't need to make another enemy here.
What was her complaint, Lisa?
She didn't like she called the cops.
Yeah, you were that.
Right, exactly.
She didn't want the cops.
She didn't like that I called the police. And then I just parked next to her, and I wouldn't roll down my window. And she, you know, I kind of rolled down the window a little bit. But she was still angry. And I got on the phone with the insurance, and then the police arrived. And so I was trying to do everything at once, and she was talking to the police and charming them. And she said, oh, I manage a place, and I know you come into that. She's telling the cop, and, you know, it's a tiny town, and all of a sudden you're making friends. And I thought, you know, I just kept my cool and tried to focus on what I was supposed to do. And so I'm hoping, and I did talk to the insurance this morning. I mean, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, but it's a tiny town, and that woman. Yeah.
Did you turn or get her insurance information or just the police?
Everything. I did. We did everything that the police told us to do.
Yeah.
Well, then why is she?
Was it in a
parking?
Was it in a parking lot?
Yeah.
See, here's the deal. Here's why she was flipping out, but she didn't need to flip out. You're not required to call the police when you have a little minor fender bender in a parking lot.
No.
But you can. You have every right to do so, and a lot of people. There's a lot of accidents that start out as crimes. Fender benders to get a chick out of her car, so then you're in your will, well within your right to stay in your car until the police arrive, well within your right.
Well, yeah, you know, and I talked to the insurance company and also the police later on, and the police said you did the right thing, and then the insurance company said you did the right thing. She was trying to throw all this paperwork at me, and she wanted me to throw the same back at her, you know, personal information that we did not need to share. And the police told us what we needed to share, you know.
Right.
So that's all we, you know. I was happy because I don't want my personal information out there.
You bet.
You know, the only thing they need is your name and your insurance company. That's all they actually really need.
Yeah.
That is it.
How old was she? I'm curious.
Oh, I could look it up. I've got her stuff.
No.
She looked very, I don't know. She looked... I'm always bad at ages, anywhere from 50 to in her 60s. She looked like she'd had a real rough life. You know,
no.
She had a big hole in her throat. And so I think they had done some kind of surgery on her. But she was telling the police she managed some kind of place. So anyway, I just wanted psychically to find out.
Yeah,
you know, I just want this to go away.
Sure. It's going to be poop through a goose. It's just going to go away. What?
Good.
Time out. Real quick, international shout-outs to Michelle and Mike in the UK.
Yeah.
All right. Lisa's reading.
Let's get this party started, you guys.
Let's get it started.
Yeah, it's going to just go very effortlessly. I don't see a problem here. Okay.
And I felt sorry for her. Once the cops came, I felt sorry for her, you know, and I thought, man, we could have probably been friends, you know, had this not happened, because I really did feel sorry for her. I mean, she had a tough life.
You shouldn't feel sorry. It happens. Nobody's getting an actual traffic ticket when it's in a parking lot. The cops are just making sure he's being civil and all the information is exchanged correctly.
Yeah, and at least she had insurance.
It's not like they're cuffing her and you're going to throw her in the slammer or anything like that. It's just,
no.
Cops are just making sure you guys don't beat the shit out of each other. And everybody gets the information they need to go home. Yep.
So it's going to be fine, just fine.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, Deborah, because I just didn't, as a tiny town, one store, so you run into everybody and it's that you don't want to run into sometimes. You're like, oh, my God, I never used to run into this person. Now I'm running into them all the time.
And you literally had a run-in with somebody. Bada-bing, bada-bang.
Yeah, well,
I know.
You know, she's in the wrong. She can't paint this story any other way.
I will be honest.
She took a phone call while the cop was there, and she was telling the phone call, yeah, I hit somebody with my car. No, I mean, you know, it was a clear, it was very clear, but it was just a horrible experience to go through because she was very reactive.
Well, that's what you never know on a fender bender, if the other person's going to snap and turn into some kind of, like, Tasmanian devil. You don't know. And it's
personal
property. You have insurance. Everybody has insurance. There's no reason to go off the freaking handle and go berserk, you know?
In this day and age, you can't be sure of anything.
And if you don't have insurance, shame on your ass. But if everybody's got insurance, don't freak out.
Yeah.
It'll all get resolved one way or the other.
Yeah.
People need to relax.
R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, that's good.
You did
the right thing, and everybody, if you are ever in any kind of, even if it's the stupidest little fender bender, you have every right to stay in your vehicle and wait till the police show up, because there are instances where people use little fender benders to kidnap or rob people or carjack people, get them out of the car for carjacking. So you know what? It may sound silly in a parking lot, a little boom, a little bang bang, but you know what? You have every right to do so if that makes you feel safe.
I agree.
All right. And
your angel card.
Angel card reading before we move on to our list. We'll see what this pertains to. I think this would be a little overdramatic for a fender bender. The subject is overcoming difficulties. Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges. I think that's a little hardcore for fender bender, but we don't know.
I think it has to do also with moving.
Yeah,
all
she's got a lot of other... a lot of other stuff going on. So.
It's enough to give you
And Deborah?
Yes.
Real quick, I've been running into all sorts of great men. I've been
smiling
my lips off. Yeah, I've been smiling like you wouldn't believe. Like, hello, hello.
No, I think it's as loud as it'll go.
No, not loud. I said we got to go.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Check my volume.
And thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for holding
glad
me in
you called.
Caller number one.
You called and kicked off the show. Thank you.
Yeah. It's all good. You did everything fine. It's all going to work out.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, you have a good one. Thank you for being caller.
Yes, and I hope you feel better soon.
Number one. Yeah, we heard the hacking. That was pretty serious. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to 219, Indiana. 219, welcome to the show.
Indiana, welcome. Hey. What's your first name?
How you
name?
Doing?
Good. How are you?
Alexis. I'm great.
Well, glad to hear it. Are you new to the show, Alexis? Because I'm not familiar.
This is my first time. I'm on ID on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Well, we are very happy to have you. Welcome. You're only a newcomer once. So after that, you're just part of the family.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
To have you.
I want to get a reading on this dude that I've been seeing and sleeping with. He's from my job. His name is Feliciano. My name is Alexis. And we had a threesome recently. Everything was going good until we had the threesome. And we had a threesome with his baby mama. So after that, everything went left. And we worked together. So we're not speaking to each other right now. So I want to know, where do I stand? Should I let it go or should I stay? You know, how do he feel about me? Do he still care about me? Or what should I do about this whole relationship?
Wow.
Anytime you do that, you're taking a risk.
A lot of risk involved. You said it was with baby mama?
With his baby mama, yes.
Wow, that's really rolling.
Keeping it in the family.
That's rolling the dice on a lot of bad
things. This is my first time. Yes, this is my first time doing it. So I was, you know, I told him, yeah, we could do it since we've been dealing. He didn't know nothing about me until after this threesome.
Wow.
Well, she obviously was okay because it went down. So
that has
afterwards, it was just crazy.
I would say afterwards everybody'd be awkward.
Very awkward.
Like, how do we go forward?
And I would sober up in a hurry.
I'd be like, how do you go forward now? I'd be like, now we got to talk to each other and see each
other.
Well,
and
possibly.
You say he's acting strange, Alexis.
So, yes.
He's acting strange?
Yes.
Like distant strange or awkward strange or what kind of strange? Or can't you put your finger on it?
He acted like he's scared to talk to me or anything. Like the baby mama got like witchcraft on him. Like he say he don't want to do with her. She's crazy. Yeah. She this. So it's just weird.
I got a question, and I probably know the answer. He had... First of all, the threesome was his idea, and I bet he had her picked out, didn't he? That's a sign. What do you got, Deb?
Well, actually, this is very interesting.
Okay. I'll let it go because she has the cards. I have nothing.
Yeah. He's feeling just the same as you are. I mean, this kind of like puts you two on a whole different level.
Much better.
He has feelings for you, most definitely, but he's feeling angry in the sense that he did it. It was like messy to him, kind of messy. May have seemed really like a cool idea in the moment, but then afterwards you look back and you think, ew, I don't know if I should have done that. So have you two tried to talk about it?
No. The baby mama went to my job. It got messy. She went to my job talking about I'm harassing her because I had sent her a message, and she started being mean. So I'm like, I can't be friends with her. We was cool. Everything was cool. But when she went to my job and called the police and stuff, I had to remove myself away from that. I got too much to lose.
Yeah, you know, that's crossing the line when you go to somebody's job. That's crossing the line.
Well, it is.
Don't mess with somebody's freaking income. If you got a problem, wait till they're off work.
That's their livelihood.
That's
they
crap. I would never go to somebody's
that.
Job. That's crap.
No, and he needs to stand up as a man now.
He does have to step in.
Yeah.
And he's got to at least talk some people down off a cliff.
He engineered this.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And
that's what I was getting at, Deb.
You know, I would say to anybody out there that considers this type of thing where it's a, you let somebody else into your relationship or, you know, you're experimenting, I would say wait until there's a stronger commitment between.
Stronger commitment, and I would go pick somebody that you'll never see again and you don't know.
Yeah, that should not be somebody from, like,
if somebody that you have any kind of relationship with, one or the other or both, that typically opens the door to problem city.
Well, and with her, what I feel is she got jealous.
Well, I'm sure it rekindled some fires that were still not all the way out.
And they say in a threesome, somebody is always underserved.
They say that, you know, I honestly don't know.
So maybe he gave you too much attention and not enough to her.
Or who knows, really? Or
I think so, because he was over here all the time. Like, he stayed over here.
See, and that she wasn't liking that at all. But he has feelings for you, and he should have just picked more wisely.
He chose poorly.
Yes, he did. On another person for that.
So you see, do you see that they're going to get through this awkwardness?
She and Feliciano could patch this up.
Her and the baby mama?
No, Feliciano.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I got you. I'm
no,
a dumb
the
mom.
Baby mama needs to stay home and be a baby mama.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? Is
yeah.
By him choosing that, that was a big screw.
Yeah.
That's what everybody said. He had a good screw.
He chose poorly because now she's on fire. Now she's back.
And
she thinks she's back
you.
In the picture. She thinks she's got powers. And, oh, boy, that was a bad call.
And so you should, frankly, if it was me, I'd start keeping records as far as, like, if she goes to call you, if she finds you online, if she, like, she came to your job. I would record that stuff, and then you can stick that harassment, you know, charge on her.
Well,
I had inboxed her. So I had inboxed her. So she was trying to take me down for harassment. But see, we both was in the wrong.
Yeah,
we both
true.
Was in the wrong because she came to my job, I inboxed her. But I don't inbox her. I don't say nothing to this woman no more. I only speak to him, but I want to get a reading to see where it is stand with me and Feliciano.
What's
going on?
He
How's
cares
that gonna go?
For you.
How's
and he could
go?
Kick himself in the ass that he did this.
You think this is going to get righted?
I do. I think that you two could work through this and maybe make a deal.
Probably
going
to have
let's
to talk.
Not do that again, or if we do it again, we pick somebody we don't know.
You probably better have conversations that are very uncomfortable and better talk
yeah.
about things.
And I hope you get, what do they call it, when he got his threesome, I hope you get yours one day. Two men.
What are the odds of that?
Not very good.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm glad you brought this.
That is awesome. That's a good subject, and we understand where you're coming from, and you're doing the right thing.
So what's going to happen to the baby mama? Is he ever going to move? Is Feliciano ever going to try to move on from her? Because what's going on with this?
Oh, well, she's showing herself now.
Well, the problem is,
yeah.
All right, obviously... Baby mama means there's always going to be some type of connection.
Yeah, because they can see.
And what
yeah.
just happened just fired it up in the wrong direction. So it's going to probably take a long time for that to go back where it was.
And what do we women do when there's a man involved? We take it out on each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We take it out
on each other.
Yeah, we take it out
on each other.
But I think he's taking it out on him, too, because he came to me one day and was like, he was jealous and all this crazy stuff. He said, I got more attention than her.
Well, I believe that, and that's probably what made it even more erotic, is that he was kind of showing her, you know, just what kind of a lover he is with her to see. Yeah, I mean,
he hasn't been dressed to work. He's been taking him back and forth to work and everything, so he won't cheat. How could you do that to somebody? How could you even stay in a relationship like that? Somebody just. Yeah, that's not even a relationship.
Exactly.
It was a bad decision, but you know what? You can't go back in time. You got to move on and just not be careful next time around and not. The partner's got to be chosen more carefully.
Yeah.
It cannot be somebody that is that significant to the person.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
That is way too close.
That would be like having your sister.
Well, or this is just somebody that he's close to.
You know.
Well, I don't know about the sister thing, but I'm just saying. this is somebody that he's supposed to just have a baby father relationship with. But when you bring her into that kind of the bedroom, that tells a lot of wrong
that
signals.
That means you speak with her too. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
well, that's
exactly.
It.
A lot of and bad signals to her.
The thing is, if he doesn't stand up and step up here and stop letting her be his jailer, which is what it is, he's a wuss. You don't need a man like that.
Yep.
You need a real man.
He needs to lay down the law with her, which a lot of the guys won't do it with their baby mamas.
Yeah.
And then he needs to come clean with you and say, all right, here's what we need to do. Here's what I think about our relationship. You know, you guys got to talk about things, which is...
And
yeah,
because he's been...
Yeah, go ahead.
He's been watching... I'm sorry, y'all. He's been watching me on Facebook and stuff, so I know that I didn't know if he still feels some type of way about me, if he want to come talk to me about this. I don't know what to do. Because I'm in my head, I'm to the point of like walking away, but I'm trying to wait and get a chance to get himself in order.
I think
all people got things they're going through, and I pray for him because no one should be taken granted like that.
She's well, you wanted. Are a really fine lady.
And you're taking the exact right approach. Give everybody the benefit of the doubt, you know, and then you don't just walk away right away because you might regret that. And then see where it goes. If you can't talk it out and work it out, then you can feel good about yourself for walking away at that point.
I really think so. So I'm glad that you discussed this with us. And don't go away. Your angel card is coming.
Yes. And, like we said, this is your first time, but we do many shows during the week. You're welcome to call each and every single show. We have no problem with that. We have callers that do call every show. Don't mind that background phone.
Hold on.
Have your angel card reading. All right. Now, this is your first time calling.
I'm here.
I'm going to go with this. It says, clear your space.
Yeah.
This is from Archangel Raphael. Get rid of clutter. Clear the energy around you and use Feng Shui. Now, you could look at clear your space, what that means. I don't know. Feng, whatever. why do people use that word?
I think it's like Chinese.
It is. I know it is. I'm just
That's
kidding.
Crazy that we were talking about all this because... It's just crazy because now the card is telling me everything.
Clutter.
Yes.
Maybe, can I get one more card?
She wants in one more.
I can do another one, right? Now, like I say, I shuffle them, I concentrate, and I pull them, and it could be something that it might not be anything we talked about. Angel therapy. Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens.
You bet. Especially give it to Michael. He's got one heck of a big
sword. They didn't
show
him on the picture of the card, but yeah, he's
so that's what I was just saying. You was just saying that you know, just give a chance before I walk out of this situation.
But then the other
card said remove clutter.
Yeah. You're
right, but maybe that ultimately that situation might turn into clutter, or it may not, or there could be other clutter in your life because there's other things going on in your life that we didn't talk about.
Yes.
Some of these angel cards are not necessarily about the exact subject we talked about. It's things going on in your life that Deborah and I don't even know about possibly. So you have to think about these cards.
And you love him. I think he deserves.
He's a good man. Like he's very sweet, and I hate what he's going through. I really do love the man, and I don't want to walk away, but I don't want to approach him first. I'm scared to get in that inbox now because of what's going on.
You bet.
So you're telling me I should just wait?
Yeah, I think you should.
Unless you change your mind and feel you shouldn't wait. Just trust your gut because you have the right intention.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of character. You have character.
Trust what your gut tells you to do.
Yeah.
So if right now it tells you to wait, and if... few days go by or whatever, and it tells you to make contact. Trust your gut.
Yeah, do that. And
so you think I should contact him? Then contact me.
I think you should do what you initially said. Wait to see what he's going to come forward.
Let the dust settle a little bit
until you think that you've waited long enough.
This is
not
true.
Right.
Yes, and
that is
don't
bad news.
Forget about us. We'd love to hear from you again.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, I put y'all on. I follow y'all and everything.
Oh, great.
Then
well,
you did everything you got to do.
Wonderful, because we want to follow along with your story here.
And other stories. It doesn't have to be all about this. It's up to you what you would
like to find out. Yes, and I want to tell the world everything about this, too, because sometimes we make dumb moves, you know, and sometimes we think we're having fun, but sometimes fun is just too much fun, and then we being so much drama and stuff. And I feel like don't lose everything to try to make a man happy, because that man gonna be happy with who you want to be with at the end of the day.
That's, you know, that's the biggest thing out there for this. A lot of these threesome things, the girl really doesn't want to do it. She's worried that she needs to please
him. Yeah, she was just, like, it was so crazy. I knew something was wrong because she was just standing there recording us. Why is she recording us?
Oh, that, yeah, that's, that was, so there's another, that's a whole different subject.
Yeah, that
about
is.
The recording thing. I'd be like, whoa, time
off. Yes, she was recording us.
He's going to find that this is not a good way to handle a relationship.
And if he's a good, smart man, he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
He'll never make that mistake again. So there you go.
And hopefully he'll walk away from this, because this, I heard he's been going through this for years with this girl.
Well, I believe it.
This girl's
I believe it.
And you want better in life, you got to let go of the things that's not making you, because she bringing him down to his lowest.
Yep.
She is. And I'll tell you, I saw in the cards, she threatens him. She holds things over
a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep.
You
won't
see
your kid. Child support. I'll raise the child support. You're behind and all that other financial crap.
Sure.
I'll go after your job, get the cops involved. Yep. I'll make up stories.
And that's what she did. That's what she tried to do. She tried to get the cops. She got the cops. Tried to get the cops involved with me, but I removed myself away from that because, you know, he stares at me at work. I know he want to talk to me, but right now, I got to be safe for my three. I have three
and
kids.
You know what? You do. He loves you, and I know you love him, but you guys need to let time do some work here.
Yep, yep.
And play it safe.
Play
yes.
it safe. Play it cool. And it was something, hindsight was not a good idea, but you can't change the past. It's time to move forward.
Exactly.
So you can move.
Yes, you can contact him, but give it some time.
That would you said let him make the first move. He's the man.
Yeah.
He made these choices. He should be contacting
exactly.
you first.
And you're getting that from a man.
That's know. Right. I am a man.
So,
all right. Hey, take care.
Yeah. Let the angel.
Thank you.
Work with you.
Oh, yeah.
Have
call
a great day.
Yeah,
we want to hear from you again. Take care, hon.
So I can call it. So when do y'all do this? Every day?
Well, here's the deal. All right. We do it. We don't have a set schedule. Monday, if one thing is we have a show on Monday. That's going to be different. It's on Blog Talk Radio, but it'll be on News for the Soul Radio at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Otherwise, it's 7.
Otherwise, we do it other days of the week randomly.
Yeah.
We just shoot from the hip at 7 o'clock. If you like or follow us or whatever the hell you do on Blog Talk,
I think she said she follows us.
Yeah. I mean, we
hear... follow you on Facebook.
We are pretty faithful,
great.
Except we were sick. We're pretty faithful on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, yeah. always. Mondays, News for the Soul. And then we're pretty good on Saturdays, and the other ones are pop-up shows.
Yeah. So you'll get a notification.
Yes.
And can I give you one word of advice as a woman who clearly is older than you and might have made my mistakes over time? If you become involved with somebody else in the future, this information should be on a need to know, and that new partner does not have a need to know. This is part of your life that you can keep. What do you think, Jim?
Until you
keep it on the down low.
Yeah, it doesn't even just say, hey, that's our first date. I had a threesome. Yeah, you know. No.
Yeah, it may not be. Yeah, you might not even want to bring it into.
Ever, or it might be, you know what? Hey, I've been together for 3 years. We've been married for 2. I got to tell you something about my past.
Now, that's different.
Yep, exactly. And that's okay, because it'd be like, wow, that's actually kind of funny, because at that point it's not going to really bother
him. Yeah, but it might really
anybody.
Titillate him, and he'll say, woo, let's
Or he might
do
laugh.
That.
He might just sit there and laugh. Say, you did what? Tell me about that, you know.
Yes.
All right, we got to rock
right,
and roll. Thank
you
so
much.
Much.
Love hearing
Have a great
from you. All right, hon. Bye-bye.
You have a good one, too.
You know, I'd like to think to our audience.
Okay.
You
say
be,
something to our
you
audience.
Might be, some of you out there might be thinking, wow, that was really shocking. How come you guys did not take a position? And you know why? Because we bring no judgment to these readings. We have no right to stand in judgment of anyone. Okay? That's between them and their maker. And when I give a reading, and I've been asked even more forward questions than this, I have to remember, I'm not able to play God here. I'm not able to tell them how to live their life. I can only share the insights that I see.
Yeah, I mean, We got no credentials here.
Yeah, and we're not, yeah.
It's like, I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm not licensed this, licensed that, licensed. The only license we got is the School of Hard Knocks, the School of Life, and the School of Life's a bitch. It slaps you around
hard
a lot.
To graduate.
It is. And you know what? If you're smart, you know, pay attention to what the School of Life teaches
you. You know,
it's the dumb ones that don't. They keep doing the same stupid shit over and over.
I give that lady credit for coming out in public and stating
that. Absolutely. You know, yeah, it is what it is. And, you know, and the more information she provided, it helped her reading.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to hide facts.
Yeah,
that's not going to help
your
reading, hiding facts.
Poor thing was really, you know, upset. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Shall we?
All for listening. And if you ever want to share any of your thoughts, feel free on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. You can post on the wall. I guess that's what they call it, the wall.
It's like a chat thing.
Yeah, you can
put
comments up.
Oh, yeah. I'll get I don't know what you call that.
If you want to post something, I mean, like...
Just make a post on the,
Well, even if you want to say, well, I thought that was horrendous, blah, 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 that's fine. We believe in free speech, you know, regarding this show. So, what's that? Oh. Okay.
All right. Roger that. We got to move on. Let's see who we're going to. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to area code 404. Welcome to the show, 404, which tells me you're in Georgia. At least that's what your area code says.
Yeah. Hi there.
Yes.
What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Tanya.
Tanya.
Hi.
Yes.
We've talked to you before.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, glad to hear from you. What's on your mind, hon?
Cooking in your life.
Yeah.
I just want to know about my relationship.
How's it going?
Let's see where we go, Sam. We had a little disagreement.
Well, you recently had a disagreement.
Yes.
Now, when you say disagreement, some people will downplay things. Is it more than a disagreement?
It was a disagreement, but it didn't end well.
Okay, so I was just wondering if there was, like, furniture flying or anything like that.
Or are you speaking?
Pots and pans, or it's like, oh, we're taking a break, you know.
No.
Stuff like
none
that.
None of that.
Okay, so it just wasn't a good disagreement, and it didn't end well, like you said, and you're kind of wondering where are we at, where's it going, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's very common, too.
And it's a long distance.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because that makes everything a factor of 10 times more worried. You get worried when there's a distance thing.
Yes. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your partner?
Yeah, your relationship.
Yeah.
We've been dating for 2 years now.
Okay.
Okay.
And what kind of distance are we talking?
About a 13-hour drive.
Wow.
Okay, that is a pretty good distance, but, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is. That's still, you got to plan on a couple days there to really have any kind of time together, at least minimum of two, but we got you. Okay.
Have you heard anything from your, you know, just
since your disagreement,
you know,
have you had any contact?
Yes, this morning, but I was really short, I feel like the distance. I just wanted to know how she feels.
Okay. All right. And is this like your first major disagreement?
It's a good point.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But
I just want to make sure because sometimes that first one can be a really wow.
Well,
you know?
I want to tell you, in my experience over all these years, which is like 30 now, a relationship that has never been tried by conflict is a really scary thing to me.
Which is why we asked. Yep.
Like in practice, when I have clients at my office or I meet with them, say, over the computer, and if they say, well, we are so proud, we've never had one argument, not a one. And I think, oh, man, that is scary in the sense that you have no idea how strong or not strong your relationship is.
Or it's a relationship
is.
That has zero passion. At all, 100% no passion.
And yes, and so those that come in and say, "Ooh, boy, do we get into it?" We have arguments.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes passionate, emotional people that are really attracted to each other, but they have these fly-off-the-handle type emotions, that can happen.
And we got to watch that when we get super mad, we start flinging words that we don't even mean anymore.
Things we wish to take back, but you cannot.
Yes, and women are really.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We're experts at knowing where to fling that flaming arrow.
Yeah, they try to push the buttons.
So as far as your partner, oh yeah, she's feeling terrible. She wants to go back to how good it's been. So I don't think this would be a hard relationship to put together, back together, at all.
Okay, well, you know, it was not a good disagreement, but they're going to happen.
And I think that
she's had them before.
Yeah, and I think the two of you can find a way to set up a boundary in this type of discussion that escalates into an argument.
Yeah, and is this a reoccurring?
I think that the problem is distance and entertaining other people. Is she entertaining other people?
You see other people. Yeah,
is she cheating? Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's a good question, especially with that distance. That's always a factor everybody worries about.
They do. And myself, I see nothing to indicate any kind of cheating, betrayal, you know, infidelity. It's not here. But I think you're right. The two of you need to figure out a way after 2 years. Who's going to move where?
Yeah, that's a long time. And, you know, and that's normal, like you say, for a certain point.
But
at a certain point,
she's tying up loose ends on her.
So she's working on...
To come to you.
She's tying up loose ends so she can make the move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, make sure that she's not tying up loose ends for years and years.
Yeah, and also, is she going to need to get a special visa or a green card?
Oh, no.
So far is away, Deb.
Yeah, well.
A drive.
Well, I thought I'm sorry. I thought she had said, like, 13,000 miles away.
She meant driving.
Yeah, okay, that's not, no. But if it was someone in Canada...
Okay, we're in the Mexican border. All right, Deb. All right.
Well, I'm just saying.
She's close to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's close to it.
But she's not.
You guys got to get together. You've got a beautiful life ahead. And it would be a shame to see this thing fall apart over 13 hours of driving.
Well, you said you had a disagreement. Is this a reoccurring disagreement?
Friday, she acts weird. So I just confront her about it.
And she got mad.
Angry.
Yeah.
Well, I see what she's getting at every Friday.
So it's like, what's she doing on every Friday that she gets very distant? This Friday.
Okay.
So this just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I see why she's asking her, because when the weekend comes and somebody gets a little distant, you think, they got something else going on somewhere.
It's Friday. Friday.
It was yesterday, right?
Right.
Today's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was yesterday, Friday. Yeah.
I'm not picking up on it. Now, this can mean two things. She's not doing anything hinky, or she's really good at hiding the truth.
She's a good cat burglar?
Yeah, and that has often happened, and usually it's with men. They literally believe their own lies.
That's the thing. You know, it's like people that take those lie detector tests and pass them. You have to believe and you have to really, there's a lot of stuff that goes along with it, which is almost like you got a mental problem if you
do. She should be more worried about you. Go ahead.
And it's a disagreement about this guy that's a realtor. Is there anything between them two?
Do they work together?
No, he's just trying to get her to work.
Oh.
He's what? I'm sorry?
He's trying to get her to work with him.
Oh, okay. He's trying to bring her into his realty business, huh?
I think you would be angry if you knew how flirty he is with her. Okay? And I don't think that she's really taking it as anything serious.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Is what I'm seeing here. And maybe Fridays maybe they could go out for drinks or, you know, dinner.
We just don't know, right? Right now, it's You know, you don't call in a lot. You should call in more often
if
on this.
If you do, then I can get a real
the
handle.
The clarity will come out if you can increase your frequency.
And Tanya, she should be worried about you. You're the one that could have any other person you wanted.
That's right.
I don't think that she listen to her. Are you laughing? She's laughing, I hope.
That's right. You could be moving on down that. Get on down the road. She could do that if she wanted.
I am laughing. Because that's always...
Yeah.
Well,
you could have them stacked like planes over O'Hara.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
That's
so,
right. You're in a holding pattern there, buddy.
So she needs to worry about that and not losing you instead of you.
Well, you know what? She was so great.
Yeah.
She was very mean to me, and I was really sad. And I was minding my business as my chest was hurting. And out of the blue, I get offered a date today. And I'm like, what? Did I put something out there? How, like, why is people, like, I don't know where it just comes to me. Like, they just, I don't know. I don't know if it's something I'm putting out there, but it's just like, it was just so random. And it's just like, I didn't even go outside.
Well, I really think it's because you have a lot of charisma. You have many, many opportunities. I mean, you could have men, you could have women, you could have men and women. And I think the universe likes to let you know how desirable you really are.
Desirable.
Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you're not just sitting there knitting Afghans waiting for her to come.
I don't know if anybody knows what an Afghan is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was saying she was really tired of me and saying mean. It was just like she said it from like the pit of her stomach. It just seemed so genuine, like she was really like she was tired. And if that's feeling, is that how she really feels? Because I feel like I don't want to waste my life waiting on somebody.
Nope.
Exactly, and I'm going to share with you that I would prefer to see much more emotion from her in your reading. That's why I'd like you to call us again, and we'll find out how she really is feeling about you.
And you know what?
And if you have time, I can lay them out now.
No.
No, not time.
And if you know what? And
if you can, because it's really my chest has been hurting.
All right. What is hurting? What's hurting, hon?
My chest.
Her chest? Like your heart?
Yes. Well, it's not over that. It's on the other side, but it still is stabbing me.
Well, I'm going to make this quick because, like Jim normally says, we can only do one layout, but I'm going to give you another one.
Yeah, you opened the door now.
Well, we took a lot of time with the threesome lady that called. We did.
Oh, I wish I actually had power and I could actually be in charge of something in my life.
You're a man. You're a man.
You know what? I should just put on a skirt and sit here like a bitch.
Oh, well, what would you do with that other thing you've got?
I don't know. I guess sell it.
Oh, God. Yeah, hilarious.
I'll put it on eBay, right? eBay?
I don't know. Do they sell penises on eBay?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of transgender people around. I could probably get some good cash for it.
Or a heart used.
Well, I don't know. Hardly is useless around here.
I love when men whine.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do something here.
Yes, and I'm trying to do something here.
Yeah, well, we got to figure out a medium, and you're not doing it.
All right. We're getting something here, and it's going to kill you that I can't stay focused. You know, and remember, you can always arrange a private session with me if you'd like.
Or call back on one of the million shows we do a week.
We'll probably do another one tomorrow.
We don't know, but we'll do one Monday for sure.
Yes. Or you can call back.
Okay.
I really think, is starting to lose some of her feeling. And that can happen. It's been 2 years. You're both still growing, you know. And sometimes people don't continue to grow together. And with the miles involved, you begin to grow apart. She's really sorry, is what I'm picking up. She's sorry that she hurts your feelings. A lot of it is her own frustration with this situation. So what I'm going to tell you is the two of you need to have a good sit down and talk this out. And flat out, she needs to tell you, do you want to be with me? Or you ask her, do you want to be with me anymore? And hopefully she'd be woman enough to say, ah, yes or no. Okay, because you're too fine of a lady to be stuck sitting waiting for somebody who seems to have a bit of a secret. And I think maybe it's that she has a pretty nice relationship with that guy. I'm not sure that they're sexually active, but I think that they do have a nice relationship together. Now, will you give her...
Do I have permission to give angel card reading?
Yeah.
Subject is sensitivity. Archangel Hanael, you are extra sensitive to energy and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
You bet.
Which is, and after coming off a disagreement like that, that is very standard for people to be very extra sensitive.
And if you both are arguing a lot, it might be time for a break.
But you definitely got to do what she said. You got to eventually, all these things that you talked about tonight, you have to lay them. When you're talking again, in good terms, not yelling, you have to say, here's the things. I don't want to waste my time if you're not going to be that person.
Exactly.
Which is what you were saying to us. Eventually, you got to say that to her. You have to eventually.
And then you get the chance to move on to somebody who deserves you.
Or she poops and gets off the pot.
Yeah, or
being the person she's supposed to be.
She'll be a better woman for you.
But you got to know one way or the other eventually.
Yes, you do. And I agree with him. So I hope this helps. Please call us again. Would you? Because we want to hear from you and follow your story here.
Yes, you can find us. We do many a show.
Yes. So take care.
Okay.
It looks like this can get patched up pretty easily. I don't think she wants to lose you, Tanya. I really don't. So take care, honey. All right?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We shall talk again.
Yeah. All right.
Going on to the next caller, 203 in Connecticut, 203.
Oh, hello there, Connecticut. What is your first name, please?
Hello, it's Pat. I don't know if you got my message or not, but I made it to the show.
Oh, well.
You put it in very early. You typed it in very early, and it scrolled. Sometimes I can't scroll all the way back when it's like been over an hour.
Oh. So,
but go ahead. You're here now, so let's have it.
Would you tell us what your message is?
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want you to check to see what's going on with this depression that won't lift. It usually takes me a day for it to go away. And what's going on?
Ignore that sound. I'm sorry. I had to restart a software program. You said usually and not a usually. This is a depression that you're familiar with?
Well, sometimes if I get, affected by something, I can get depressed. And, within a day or so, it lifts. And it's been with me all week.
Okay, so that is definitely not. Is this just something that you've just kept between you, yourself, and I, this depression? You never talked to a therapist or doctors or anything?
No, I see a therapist. And it's not like I'm not talking about chronic depression. I'm talking about when... if something affects me and I'm depressed for a day or two, that's it, and then it lifts.
Okay. What you're experiencing right now where it's been all week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, does this often happen at about the same time every month?
No. I know what upset me.
Oh, okay.
So it was a thing, not a time.
Well, I want to, everybody's now like, what does she mean, the same time every month?
I knew what you were getting at, but go ahead.
Right. This I'll put out there real quick, Pat, and we'll get back to you. This is what we'll do. My gynecologist told me that our bodies remember when our...
Back in the day when you were fruitful.
Yes, and could multiply.
You could fruitful and multiply and populate the world.
And we had periods.
Yes, monthly little cycles.
The body remembers and wants to...
get all pissed off and hate the world again, whatever. Yeah.
Well, it remembers the feeling of being depressed or being angry.
PMS. The hormones shift.
Yeah, and I've noticed it myself. And of course, the time to have
been
first
told
was a long
Sorry.
Time ago.
Sorry.
So I'm just saying that the rest of you, if you start noticing, gee, the third week of every month, I get weird. Pay attention to that, because it just might be when you used to have your...
This is the singular thing that's standing out.
Okay.
And what do you see for this? Do you see a time frame on it or anything
well,
that's
one thing
keeping
is,
her
Pat,
back?
Pat, you're super sensitive to others' feelings.
Yeah.
You're sensitive to your dog. Gives you a lot of, you know, there's a strong emotional connection there. And what your card shows is sometimes it goes into like overdrive. Plus, you're very much empathic. And that's one thing you have to learn how to put a boundary on that. Because
now, how do you do that?
If you go into a crowded place, you're going to be bombarded with all the energy and thoughts and feelings of all the people around
you.
What do
you do, though? You can't put some kind of shield around
well,
you, right?
Well, the lady that I worked with, she used to imagine a glass telephone booth around her.
Oh, so she did kind of do it in her mind. She had to build a shield in her own mind before that.
So it couldn't penetrate the glass.
Yeah, you got to do something, otherwise you're screwed going in public.
So specifically, though, your cards have always said the same thing to me. In the sense of you have a lot of life left to live. You need to find surroundings that make you happier, you know, and become productively engaged. Like with your painting, to me, finding out that that dog was not a picture blew my mind. I'll show it to you later, Jim.
Oh,
you will not believe
okay.
that this is not a picture.
Alrighty then.
And that's the kind of gorgeous artist she is.
Okay.
So it's about living life again, I think. And if there's a certain instance that causes you to really spiral down into depression, try to work on that.
That would make sense. Yeah, definitely.
And there's a really great, I know you don't particularly do meditations, but I have a great visualization. This goes for everybody. And this will be our parting words for this evening. Try doing this, everybody.
For her call.
I had a very difficult relationship with my own father, who's passed away. And it was always one of his judgment on me and saying really hurtful things, not wanting to know his grandchildren very much, etc. Well, when I was going to the University of Metaphysical Sciences, the professor taught me, here's how you go and take a painful memory and you transform it. All right. The memory that I had of was being about 7-8 years old. And my parents were separated. My dad came to fetch us on a Sunday for his visitation and they got into a fight and he had her up against the wall by the throat with his hands. And I ran over and I was pulling on him. I remember this. Pulling on him, saying, let her go, you're going to hurt her. And he backhanded me all the way across the room.
Wow.
And when I got up, I just hit him and I said, I know who loves me and I know who doesn't. And I ran. And anyway, she took me back through that. And this was a very emotional experience. But it has changed it. It's taken that negative energy out of that memory. In it, when I pulled on him, she had me visualize him dropping his hands from her neck and putting them around the two of us and saying, I don't want to hurt you. I love you. Please forgive me. And, the first time I had to go through that, I was just crying an ocean. And now I can look back on that because I've rewritten the ending. And it took that, you know, the sharp, jagged edge out of that.
Yeah.
So we can do this with any type of memories. So if this is a memory that really brings you down, try doing that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Try that.
All right, we must
Thank
move
you.
On.
All right.
Angel. Real quick, spiritual understanding. Hmm. Archangel Raziel, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths.
I like it for you, Pat.
He's holding a bunch of crazy stuff there. Yeah,
yeah, that's that geometry, that psychic geometry.
Crazy shit. All right.
Well, anyway,
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. We couldn't get to everybody tonight.
We got one more.
Oh, we got one more?
One more.
All right, we'll do one more.
Well, yep, we got one more. Last but not least, it's the last caller on hold, and we shall now let them go. We're going to go to 972, which is in Texas. 972, welcome.
Well, hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello, it's Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. So good to hear
from you. We're glad you call often. That helps.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. So what's happening?
Yeah, what's on your mind, hon?
What's new?
Well, I got some tea for you, and I just want to see what the cards say. So apparently my husband he's moved in with a girl and where he's at down there. So I haven't said anything. His sister called and told me. So I thought that was, it's kind of odd. So.
Well, there it is, how men can be so clever and be able to, because it's never come through in these cards.
And the sister
And
told
the
her,
sister wants to stir the pot.
Well, she or wants, felt that you should know that as a wife.
Do you get along well with her?
I wouldn't say it's a great relationship or a relationship at all. Maybe like we might speak 3 times out of a whole year, but she just called to check on all of us and was like, well, my brother lives up there in an apartment with his friend. She's a female. And I was like, very strange. I was like, oh, I just played it off like I already knew. I was like, oh, yeah. And then we just got off the phone, but I was like, what?
Well, you should play it.
You should play it
as you know, yeah.
For some reason, you felt intuitively not to show your shock to her.
No, you shouldn't, because she might have been looking for that.
That's what I'm wondering.
She was like, oh, I can't wait to tell her. She's going to be freaking. And then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I know.
This could be.
I'm not sure if that's what's keeping her from coming back home or not, or what's really going on.
And at the time when I saw that last night, there was only men around it.
It's a whole different ballgame.
It could be simply a roommate situation.
You know what? Let's look at it. We don't know. I know the first thing you hear is female guy. It's like, oh, well, of course they're banging on the ceiling. But, it's like you don't know. Well, she could be a lesbian and a worker, and they're just got us. But you think he would have told her, though. That's the only thing.
I thought that maybe she was trying to hurt me with that information. So that's what made me think, like, oh, he has a whole nother.
I think she's trying to hurt you.
Or is it even true?
You've had a jealous woman in your cart. Is it even true?
Is it even true? Do we know that it's true?
Tell you what, I don't see it. Go ahead.
Did you talk to your husband about this at all yet? No?
Well, I kind of snuckingly, she told me, and I reached out to his mom, and she was just like, I said something, and she said something, and I was like, oh, at his apartment? And she was like, oh, yeah. So it's like they knew, but I don't know. So it makes me feel like there's something, and then the fact she really wouldn't say much, it made me feel like there's more going on than what's being told.
Well, I don't know. My cards are saying that it's strictly platonic, and it could be, for one thing, why would a man, as wonderful as we've seen him be, why would he jeopardize a beautiful little family that he's got?
That's what I feel like. I was like, well, why would he do that if his whole intention to me is to come back? But it's like, it has been a pull from that, but it's like, is that why it's a pull? Because he's trying something new with someone else and testing the waters, I guess?
If it was nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I should have told you if it's, that's a problem. That's a problem when the family knows and you don't. You should not be the last to know. You should be the first to know.
Do they like you, Jasmine?
No, ma'am.
They don't like you. Well, and it seems like they've got some real good ammunition.
Well, yeah, and they probably are rubbing their fingers together. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
He's mixed and I'm black, so they prefer him with a white lady, so.
Oh, well, we don't all get what we want.
Yeah, those days are gone.
And I told my sons, I have 5 that are biological, and as they grew up, I said, I don't care what ethnic group you bring up.
We're all the same.
I said, if she's a good woman, that's all that matters.
Yeah, two arms, two legs. Yeah. You guess what? You're a freaking human. Shut up.
And he's mixed.
Okay, well, we're all mixed. You know, when you think about it, it's kind of funny.
And they wanted him to be with a white woman.
Yeah, you know, those are such old school people. They got to get out of the cave people ages.
Well, I'm going to check on what
the hell is that anymore?
I can't leave you right yet, Jasmine. I got to check on how he's
doing.
Well,
nobody else is holding, so yeah. We're not screwing anybody over right now, so that's cool.
Yeah, I got to see how things
are
going down.
It, so we are good. The curtains aren't going to fall in the middle of the reading. No, Madonna's not going to sing right now while you're doing the reading. So.
Do you have a best friend, somebody that you can confide in?
Or family member?
Or somebody you can turn to?
No, I'm a loner.
Well, you're not here, though. You can call us.
Yeah, you can check in with us every day.
You know, we do so many damn shows, we can't even keep track of them. But it's okay. You know, you figure if you do a couple hours of something a day and you're talking to people and helping people, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm sorry, but I say these cards say it's simply a work kind of buddy situation. And what the thing is about the mother and sister, why in the world would they be so, what's a good word? So, you know what I mean? So why would they be so nonchalant about it?
Well, she already said they're not really, like, they don't think that she is the perfect wife for him.
No, and they want her to leave him.
So they have no problem throwing dirt out there to see if you'll freak out. They want you to freak out. So she was smart by saying, yeah, I know that. Perfect. That probably pissed them off. They were probably pissed that she didn't go off the edges.
I think they are, and I hope you hold your position.
Yeah, they were like, oh, my God, I can't believe she knew. I can't believe she's not freaking out right now. Oh, yeah, you did the right thing.
Yeah, next time on the show, we'll take a look more into the motive.
Remember, you never give them the satisfaction.
That's right.
If anything, you say everything's cool, you hang up the phone, you go into a room, and then you start throwing shit around when nobody can see.
Yeah.
So you don't let them see that. You never let anybody else see that in you.
I agree. That's why you need somebody you can turn to. If it's us, we're glad to have you.
Yes,
okay.
We are here so much that we don't even know what.
You are not alone, honey. So many people.
Yeah.
I mean, we, like I've told you, we live in the largest naval base of the world. People deploy for up to a year.
Well, 9 months is the minimum for the sailors on ships. 9 months minimum.
But if he was in a hot and heavy romance, by God, it would be in these cards.
What if it's not a hot and heavy romance?
If it's just a casual.
If it's just friends with benefits. I don't want to start freaking her out.
You mean Jasmine?
I'm almost, yeah. I don't want to freak out. I'm just saying, you know, for other people.
Yeah.
I don't want to start getting Jasmine going down that trail. I'm just
It could, like you said, it could be a woman who's a lesbian.
That's what I'm, you know, I mean.
More than anything.
It could be, but I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I can't speak for him because I can't tell how worried he is about telling you things. But I'm telling you, if I'm working overseas or somewhere and I'm shacking up with a lesbian chick because I can shack up, I'm going to let my wife know right away, hey, I'm shacking up with this chick, but she doesn't like man meat, so don't worry about it. I would immediately say that.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just worried. I can't speak for him.
We will have to and keep looking at this.
Oh, you
got to
keep, you got to keep on and on this new
thank
development.
Thank you for turning to us.
Yeah, and we keep looking at it, right?
Yes.
And
I'm not going to see how long it takes to say something to me.
I think
you should keep track of it. And then after a certain point, you might want to say, especially if you start making travel decisions or I can't travel, it's like, you know, does this have anything to do with the female roommate you've had for months and haven't told me about? And see if he goes, like, his jaw hits the floor.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
All right, anyway, you call back. We'll talk more about it. Here you go. We'll see what this is. This is your angel card reading. Subject is victory. Archangel Sandalphon, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Yeah, I would say have faith.
I think you have to. I think if you're in a relationship and you're worried about it, and if you immediately assume the worst is probably going to happen.
No, I don't know. I can't speak for that.
But if you try to assume the best, but don't be blind. Don't be blind. Right. All right.
Well, honey, sorry that this had to happen
to
you.
Yeah, that was a shocker for us,
I have a feeling
too.
because of how you were calling and you seemed kind of troubled. I had a feeling the shoe was going to drop here, you know. So I'm really hoping he's going to turn out to be every bit the man that he's come through your reading as, a good man.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's just keep on checking in on this.
Yep, you just keep doing what you're doing. Be a good mother, you know, be a good wife.
That's all you can do anyway. What else can you really do right now?
You can't.
You can't, and you can sit there and beat yourself to death and freak out and get an ulcer, you know, get stressed. You could go in and have an anxiety attack or something if you've never had one.
I believe in karma, too, and that mother and her daughter should be ashamed of themselves.
Then they won't be, though.
They're going to get hit between the eyes with something, too. That was pretty evil.
It was pretty evil. You know, she's right. Something could come around where he finds out, and he goes, they did what? And lights them up like a Christmas tree. We don't know down the road.
Yeah, it could be.
He might be like, you do not try to bust my husband-wife thing up. But anyway, we're just throwing stuff out there. Keep calling back, and Deb can keep flipping the cards
on it. I certainly will, hon. I will. I'm going to for you and fill it with love and light.
Yeah, you know where to find us. We don't hide.
All right, everybody. Wish we could do more. Oh, boy. It's been a night.
Yes. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
it's been a good night.
We went a little bit past, good ways past the show ending. We did what we did because we got to do what we do. Whatever that means. Are you ready?
Right. Yeah, I'm ready.
Stand by.
Saturday night.
Or whenever, you know where to find it.
Bye now. Mm-hmm.